it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on this beautiful Thursday morning, we're going to go over to Dawson and visit with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, and hope everybody's enjoying the nice sunshine today, finally.
Finally, we see the sun a lot.
Exactly, yep.
And no wind.
Yeah, it's been terrible to see that they had snow over in Wisconsin and all those accidents. I'm glad that's not here.
That's right, yep.
Well, the farmers are all planting.
Yeah, I saw a few this morning already.
Yep. Soil temperature isn't really hot yet. It's in the mid to higher 40s, and that's still a little cold. So I don't know if you're out there planting your garden. It's probably time to prepare your garden. Mm-hmm. Fill it up, get fertilizer on there, or amend it with compost and earth elements. So it's time for that. And I know people are starting to put potatoes and onions in, and we do have our onion plants in. So we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Right. Well, we want to open up our phone lines, as we do for every garden show with Dwayne. Try to stump Dwayne, actually, with a question if you can. That'd be fun. Anyway, let's open up the phone lines. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, and ask a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. You can remain anonymous with that.
Hey, so we just had a couple in here, and want to wish everybody a happy Earth Day. And they came in because they wanted to plant something on Earth Day. So they bought a perennial and are planting that on Earth Day. But my Earth Day kind of thing is I work with a company called Soil First. And I think for Earth Day, I think we have to protect our soil, have as healthy a soil as we can. So okay. Earth Day, think about some of those things.
All right. Yeah, it is Earth Day today. Thanks for reminding me. Well, Dwayne, let's talk about our plant of the week. What is our plant of the week?
Well, I posted it online, and it's bare root plant material. Heather Nursery, we get most of our trees and shrubs in bare root. That means they're not in a container. They've been harvested last fall. They're put in a big, huge refrigeration warehouse, and then in the spring, they ship them out to wholesale or retail nurseries like Heather Nursery, and then we sell them that way, or else we pot them up into pots, and then we carry them through the year and can plant them, you know, all the way till snow flies. So if you're looking for a deal on bare root trees, this is the time to do it. For the next 2 weeks, we'll have bare root trees over in our Montevideo location. And usually you save about a third off, so they'll be cheaper now. So if you're looking for bare root, want to plant something, what you're not getting is you're not getting the dirt, you're not getting the pot, and you're not getting us to plant it in the pot.
Mm. You know, I was looking at your picture that you sent, that we posted. I'm not familiar with a spring bare root plant.
In the fall, big companies grow, say, maple trees, okay, fall fiesta maple. And they have rows and rows of those, like, not quite as close as we have corn stalks. And then they undercut them in the fall and actually harvest those. And they put them in big warehouses that are kept at right above freezing and 100% humidity. And then, you know, we order them through the winter, and then we get them in the spring. And that's how we get our plant material, most of our trees and shrubs that way.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha.
So before we go and put all the energy, you know, further into that, give us a call, and we can tell you what we have, and you... or else go over and look in Montevideo. But a bare root tree, you have to kind of take care of it. You can't just put it in the back of the car, go home and plant it in 2 weeks. It's a thing that you got to cover the roots, keep them moist, go home and put it in the hole that you dug yesterday.
Okay. All right, so that's our plant of the week.
So before we get too much farther, it's also prom out there. So a lot of the girls here in Dawson, Betty, Gloria, and Denise are busy doing prom flowers because it's Dawson Boyd's prom on Saturday. So I hope everybody has fun at prom and have fun and be safe.
Yep, that's right. Well, what's our concern of the week, Dwayne?
I heard this 100 times. Can I plant?
Can I plant?
Can I plant my garden? Can I plant my garden? Can I plant flowers out? Well, you know what? It was cold last night and it's been cold the nights before, so I'd be a little hesitant. I'd get everything ready. You know, especially if you're talking about gardens, I wouldn't plant my flowers out. And if you do get your plants, you know, get your plants now and acclimate them. Instead of having them all in a greenhouse, what you do is you set them out during the day, probably in the shade, and let the wind get at them, let them get acclimated to the weather outside, and then they'll be hardier when you plant them out.
Okay.
So get your plants and get them acclimated.
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. People take temperature of the soil to see if it's you can plant and look at the long-range forecast too, right?
Yep. You know, we talked about that, and we said the soil temperature was 41. Last soil temperature that I heard officially was 46 now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't be planting until it's in the 50s or 60.
On soil temperature.
Soil temperature. Some plants will take it a lot hard. You know, if you plant potatoes, they'll take it better, but still should be warmer or anticipating warmer weather. Onion plants, and we do have our onion plants in, so if you're looking for onions, and they don't last very long as far as being in the store, so stop by and get your onion plants. And we have a lot of different varieties. We have Walla Walla onions and candy white, red candy apple,
okay,
yellow sweet Spanish, and a few other varieties. So if you're looking for onion plants, we got them in.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with the questions this morning, Dwayne, on the garden show here. Got about half a dozen of them come in here since we started.
Okay, let's go. I'll try not to be so windy.
All right. is there a safe fertilizer to put on my lawn so my dogs don't get sick? I thought this was a good question. Last year, my dog got very sick from running around the yard after fertilizing, and it got on his paws and licked his paws, and he got sick. So what do you say to that? Is there kind of a safe fertilizer or not?
You know, there's chemical fertilizers, you know, synthetic fertilizers, and that's probably what you put on. If you want to get an organic fertilizer, and I would suggest fertilizer that I help create is called Earth Elements, and it's organic, it's OMRI listed, it's all natural. Now I'll tell you one story quick. That a person had a bag full of Earth Elements open in their garage, and a horse came in their garage and ate the whole bag.
A what came in the garage?
A horse.
A horse.
Yeah, because you know what? There's minerals. There's a lot of natural minerals in Earth Elements. And so the whole idea is to put those minerals on your garden or on your lawn, and if you put them on your garden,
okay,
they get into the plant, and then when you eat the tomatoes or potatoes, you get it, so it's healthier. And your dog can eat this fertilizer. It's safe.
I've never really thought about your pets, being injured or sick because of fertilizer.
Things that even if you use liquid, you spray liquid chemicals on your lawn to kill the dandelions and that, stuff like that. I would, to be safe, I'd keep them off a day, but at least keep them off until that chemical has dried.
Okay. Good. Yeah, thanks for that question. Here's another question. This person had a cedar tree next to her apple tree for years, and they cut down the cedar tree, and the apple tree produced apples like never before. So what happened there,
Ta-da.
Dwayne?
There's a disease called apple cedar rust, and you have to have an apple tree and a cedar tree for this disease to grow. It has to have alternate hosts. It has to have the apple tree and the cedar tree to exist. You get rid of one of those, you could have got rid of the apple tree and the cedar tree would have been fine, or you cut the cedar tree down and you don't have that alternate host, so you don't get the disease on your apple tree, so you get apples.
Yeah, she had said that she got a lot of apples.
Get rid of the cedar trees, unfortunately.
Okay.
But you want apples.
Yep. This person says, when fertilizing new tree, with earth elements, how much should you use and how deep to go when fertilizing a new tree with earth elements?
I don't quite understand the question about how deep you should go. If you are planting a new tree, okay, you dug a hole, and you should dig a hole as deep as those roots. Actually, they say you should dig a hole at least three times bigger than that root system. And then take that dirt out. The dirt that you have, maybe amend that with some compost. Put a couple handfuls of earth elements, which is the fertilizer we were talking about, and put it back into that hole around there. And that'll help stimulate those new root hairs, and so you'll get a sturdier, faster tree. Mm-hmm. If the tree's already planted and it's young, I'd go right about where you planted it and sprinkle, you know, like half a cup full around there and water it in. You don't have to dig it into the ground.
Okay. All right. Good answer there. Our next question from a listener that just called in. How to keep birds from their cherry bush? Bird nests do not work, and birds pick it clean. So how do you keep what birds from work? A cherry bush?
What doesn't work?
Bird nests, I think it says.
Net?
Nets.
A net, there's a netting that you can put over your bush. I would hang something in the cherry bush that makes noise. You know, that's what a lot of these whirligig things that you see out were invented for, is to keep birds away or keep moles out of your yard because they vibrate in the soil. There is bird repellent, and there's also a tanglefoot, but that'd be hard to put on a bush. What that is sticky type substance like grease, and when the birds don't like that, so they don't land there. Netting, I'd still say netting. Build a net around your cherry bush.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a repellent. You can use that too.
Okay. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left here, Dwayne. What do you got going on at Heather Nursery?
Well, big thing is prom in Dawson, and I know a lack of Parliamani proms are next weekend, or the weekend after, I think. And so, busy with proms, and they're doing a lot of beautiful flowers, so appreciate all the orders that we've gotten in for prom. Also, next week is Arbor Week, which is plant a tree. So if you want to take advantage of our sales on our bare root trees over at Montevideo, or you can talk to me if you want to give me a call in Dawson, I can help you tell you what we have. Gardens are going crazy. Our greenhouses are full. Have, you know, plants for your garden, but we have the fertilizers and the compost, and can help you with all the plants, or people just stop in the greenhouse to see what's all going on. So stop in down at Heather Floral Greenhouses in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we'll be glad to help you out with that.
All right. When are you open, Dwayne?
Seems like we're open all the time, but 8 o'clock.
Okay.
8 o'clock till 5:30, and on Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, we're open from 9 till noon, but we'll probably extend those hours. I know in Dawson, we're extending those hours till 3 o'clock this Saturday because of prom.
Okay.
And I know Montevideo is open till 3 o'clock, so 'tis the season for the greenhouse.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. A lot of good information this morning on the garden show. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. That's Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.